Okay, a very special good morning to everybody. So we're in the final one of the Midos HaDayanim, what the Lacha Mishnah describes as the Rambam, you know, Midato, Amaran, that this is something the Rambam clearly developed on his own, you know, outside of the scope of the Rishalmi or the other sources. Again, we'll make our case one last time. I apologize that it's repetition at this point. They don't need to be balei koma, they don't need to be balei seva, nevoni lacha, shem darbim b'shem l'fshonos. Tzarech, sounds like it is li'kuf, I understand the Lacha Mishnah didn't appreciate it that way, the Radvaz didn't understand it that way, but tzarech sounds to me like tzarech. Tzarech she'e b'cholachan v'em b'shem v'dvarim ve'eluhain. When we talk about tzarech, as opposed to aval pi she'en b'dachtikin, I think the case gets even stronger. There's some things that aren't necessary, and there are some things that are. And they are chachma nava yiras, and asmam nava semes, ava sarios lahen. And then this last one, balei shem tov, which is the Rambam, is very fascinating. And here, the Rambam says, this balei shem tov has to do with the premise of, or let me use a different word for it. It has to do with the very enigmatic term Anshei Chayil, that's used by Yisro, right? Anshei Chayil, we know that Rashi says it's you know, about people not being able to be machnif them with mammon, because you know they're ashirim. The Ramban has multiple deos about what Anshei Chayil is, zariz badin, Anshei Maisa, but the Rambam seems to take a different direction. So let's have a look here. L'halanu Omer Anshei Chayil. So what does it mean, Balei Shem Tov? Elu Shein Giborin B'mitzvos, Medaktikin Alatzman V'Kovshin Es Yitzram, Ad Shelo Yehelam Shum Gnai V'lo Shem Ravei Pirkanoa. The Gemara in Tainus, I think it's Tessayin, right? The Gemara talks about Pirkanoa, Zafilu B'Yalduso B'Bachruso Lo Yatza Alav Shem Ra. So it has to do with their reputation. I think it is related, clearly, to, you know, Ava Sabrios Lahen, but this isn't Ava. I think this is more like Kavod. It's respect. The people respect them because they're people who are their own greatest critics. The Rambam uses language of Gevura here. The distinction of the Rav between Koach and Gevura is so relevant to this Rambam. Shem Giborin Mitzos, Medaktikin Alatzim, Nekovshin Es Yitzram. What makes them Giborin Mitzos is that they're very hard on themselves, right? They don't cut corners, and they're, you know, they take, they don't take shortcuts, they don't rely on kulas that they really don't believe in, etc. And so people see them as like these, you know, religious paragons. And then ubichal anshe chayil she'alem leiv amitz latzil ashek meroshko kin shenemar vayakum Moshe vayoshi'an. And then the Rambam transition, right? Rambam Shrabenu Anav, Avkol Dayan Sarechlios Anav, and then, you know, we talked about, you know, anshe emes, as a kind of a referendum on Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But the first one is this Anshei Chayil. Moshe Rabbeinu had these non-Jewish Midianite women. He had no idea who they were, so he didn't realize he would end up marrying, you know, one of them. But he simply, you know, as the Ramban describes it there in Shmos, he had an allergy to injustice. He just couldn't, lo yachol Moshe lihisapeg, you know, le'avel. He couldn't, you know, he saw, it made no sense for him to get involved, to stick his neck out, you know, literally only to be chopped off, you know, or Ish Mitzrima ke Ishivim Me'achav, these people that he had no connection to whatsoever. He's a stranger in a foreign land. He's already, you know, you'd think he'd learn his lesson about idealism at this point already. But Vayakum Hashem Yoshian Vayashkis Tzonam. So to me, it's such a beautiful Rambam, because what he says about Anshei Chayil is that, number one, it means that they're really hard on themselves. Medaktikin alatzman v'kovshin es yitzram, right? They are religious paragons because of what they do in their own inner world. And they're not just social justice warriors without, you know, being people of integrity, whose spiritual integrity is beyond reproach. But once they are that, right, bichal anshei chayil is, you know, klape chutz. Lev amitz latzil ashuk miadosh koshin shnemar v'yakom Moshe v'yoshian. So the point is, what makes them balei shem tov is that when people see the way that they fight for justice, you know, klape chutz, people realize this isn't not just a show, right? This isn't just virtue signaling, as it's called today. You know, let me get out there and say that I'm on the side of the oppressed. But in my own personal conduct, you know, don't necessarily demonstrate great sensitivity or great spiritual sensitivity. On the contrary, it's tocho kivaro, and it starts with tocho, medaktikin alatzman v'kovshin es yitzram, etc. These are people of incredible spiritual integrity, and that spiritual integrity then translates, you know, in a very profound way, to the way that they relate to, you know, Avel, Ohavei Hashem, Sinura, and Moshe becomes the, you know, exemplar of that virtue as well. So Ad Kan the Midos Hadayanim. Looking forward to continue on in our discussion of Perek Beis of Hilchos Sanhedrin, sort of relatedly of the farm system, as I like to call it. We'll take a look at that tomorrow.